Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T radio show or TV show or podcast. We're not doing TV lately, as you know, because of COVID-19, we have to promote social distance. And so thanks to our podcast, which has been on the air for the last 4 years, we are continuing to do our show more so now because of this pandemic, and more so now to be able to keep connected around this beautiful world that this our God, our Creator have made. And we wanted to keep it safe. We want to keep it healthy, and we want to be able to have something to look back for, because this will pass. I can guarantee this will pass. We're learning difficult lessons here, very difficult lessons that are hard for us to grasp and to understand. And not everything that happened in this world we can understand, but we have to have faith and trust that this will pass. And my prayers and my thoughts are with our brothers and sisters in Italy and in Iran and Japan and France and Spain, South America. Right now they're just coming out of their summer season. Unbelievably hot, not a lot of cases, but they're moving quickly into their autumn and winter, and that's really where I think is going to. And everybody, it's not. I think, as per what I've read, it's going to hit them really, really hard. I want to be able for you to be able to interact with us. If you're looking at our social media, if you look at on our website right now, the number to call us in is 845-277-9078. Again, it's 845-277-9078. We love interaction. We love to connect. If you know Dr. Stacy, you can always say hello or questions. I mean, a lot of you have a lot of questions, and I can completely understand. And I'm the platform, so use me for you to be able to connect with people like Dr. Stacy. And I'm bringing people, that are expert on things, health. So I had Dr. George Grant the other day. I have spiritual people that are, very connected to themselves, connected to God. And I think this is the theme is happening for the last 2 weeks, is just be able to help you in that sense. And I'm sorry if I'm lost for words, but really it's getting harder and harder for us to cope and to understand. Like I said earlier, I am trying really hard not to watch the news unless I really have to, if it pertains not going to the store anymore. I have, some of you know that I have a family member, my father, which has dementia, and he needs a lot of my assistance. And so things like that. But other than that, I try not to watch the news. This has been a great time for me to create more content, read my favorite book is the Bible, and lots of prayer, and try to keep up. That still go out because we can so far for a couple of minutes of walk. And you know, thank God I have a little, my daughter has a dog, so I have to go out, and that's not stopping. So again, if you have questions, you can always call us in. It's 845-277-9078. Right after the interview, everyone, we still have our musical section. A lot of people are composing. A lot of people are, you know, writing beautiful music. So I encourage you to send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. We have a variety of music, and this show has an hour of on total. We have extended a little bit because of, you know, the severity of what's going on in the world. And so we have, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, give or take, with our guests. And then we have music. So beautiful music from all over the world. I would love to help you out and promote your music that you are creating. And now all the creators, all the musicians, all people that have, you know, poems and lyrics, they're coming out with amazing stuff. So I'm here to help you to promote. So if you're a poem, you love to write poems, and you would like to read it to us, I would love to have you on the show as well. Today, everyone, we have, as I said, another doctor, Dr. Stacy Cooper, and I met her a little while ago, and I've been meaning to, you know, have her on the show, and we talk, we say hi. She has an amazing story. Her mission, it is incredible. I love for you to hear. She has an amazing book, and you know when you're in events, and I love to volunteer in many of the events. You know, you're busy, you're doing things, and you never really stop and talk and sit down and say, you know, let's have you on the show. Let's share with the world what you have to say. So here it is, the opportunity. Somebody had to postpone the show, and I said, you know what? I think this is meant to be. So so I will bring her on right after I read the bio. So her name again is Stacy Cooper Latimer, and I think that's how you pronounce her last. I hate to butcher your last name, Dr. Stacy. She is a founder of Lifestyle Balance Solution, off of the Health Fuel Cookbook, Fuel Your Body for Better Body Function, creator of the Balanced Living Academy and Health Living Mastermind. She discouraged health conscious people who are tired of diets and that they don't work, bodies that hurt, and taking medication to make themselves sick. I feel people who, I quote her, people who are ready to take a change of their health and well-being in order to enjoy enhanced vitality, increase happiness, and improve quality life naturally. She is a chiropractor. She's been practicing over 20 years. Over the course of that time, she has experienced how confused and overwhelmed her patients are and the public when it comes to information regarding health and well-being. So she created Life Balance Solution to be able for us to learn how earth and common sense information is easy to implement. Again, you can always find her information, which she will be sharing it with us, the book, and obviously one of the questions that I have for her are for, you know, the moment that we're living right now. But let's welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Dr. Stacy Cooper. Welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much for the invitation of having me on.
It's my pleasure. It's an honor. It's long, long overdue. And finally, I thought, you know what? This has got to get done. Anybody who is in the health industry or bettering yourself, I think at this time, this is the time that I think your business and your practice is going to be growing, because people You know, they always want to hear, what can I do to protect myself? What can I do to make myself healthy? And this is something that we should have looked, we should have done a long, long time ago. Obviously, at this time, it's a lot more important. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, Dr. Stacey, for people that are healthy, people that are doing well, what can they do nowadays to prevent? And obviously, we all know we have watched the media, we've watched too much TV, you know, wash their hands is number one. But what can they do to keep themselves healthy? And you have another, you have a theme, which I heard you talk many times, but I really wanted you to share with the world as well. But what can people do nowadays to protect themselves and to keep themselves healthy?
Well, thank you, Lizzie. And you're exactly right that there is no more critical time than right now to reclaim your health and take charge of your health and well-being. And there are so many things that you can do easily, simply, and naturally to boost your immune system, to better fuel your body with. Your body's like an engine, and if you put the wrong fuel in it, the engine will not work well. So now is the time to really dive into how you can fuel your body better for better body function, and that's what I love to share. So one of the first things that I highly, highly recommend is to limit, extremely limit, the amount of consumption of media, of the media. Because when CNN is playing 24/7 in your home, then that just escalates your cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and that escalates the fear within you, and disease thrives in that negative energy and the fear. So extremely limit your consumption of media. That would be the very first thing in these trying times that I would encourage people to do. I don't watch TV. I don't have a television. We don't have any cable, satellite, or anything like that. I don't listen to the news. Sure, there are broadcasts coming across now, you know, from our officials and things like that. And I receive that information through various means, but I don't participate in it personally. And that's one of the best things that I can recommend, because that enables me to have time to focus on the things I am grateful for. Today we had a glorious snowfall, a surprise snowfall this morning that was just fabulous. And I was able to jump into the joy of that gift because of the mentality and the mindset that I have and the gratitude that I express for everything that's around me. So that would be the second thing that I would highly recommend, is focus on the things that you are grateful for, the gifts that you have in front of you right now, and even some of the challenges, find the gift that lays within it. If you are at home and you have more time on your hands, that is an incredible gift. How many times have you said, oh, I don't have time to do this or that or read my favorite book or, you know, do those things just for you? Well, now you may have that gift of time given to you. So take it as it's intended, as the gift that it is.
Beautiful. Dr. Stacey, I've heard and read too, and you probably can correct me if I'm wrong, that when you are in fear, when you are worried, when you're preoccupied, when you have all your being consumed and worries, that lowers your immune system as well.
It absolutely does. That is absolutely correct. And that was why that's the very first thing in this moment that I recommend people do, is step out of the fear and step into love. Step into the love and the gifts and the gratitude that I mentioned. And you can do this as a practice, where I have a morning routine where that sets my intent for my entire day. And you know, if you wake up in the morning and, you know, certainly I know that there may have been many people who woke up this morning, and we are heading into spring right here in southwestern Ontario, and we have not had snow lately. And I know many people may have woke up this morning and went, oh my goodness, what a rotten day. Look at that snow, right? Well, they just set their intent to be a crappy day because they just pre-framed it that way. Whereas I woke up on the other side of the bed and I said, oh, wow, Look at the gift we've been given today. Look at the glorious snow. This may be one of the last snowfalls we have of the season, and I embraced it. And those two scenarios set your entire day, your entire mood, your entire energetic being on two completely different paths. So my morning routine consists of waking up at 5 a.m. Yes, I wake up at 5, and yes, it is still dark at that time right now, but soon it will come that it will be daylight at 5 a.m. I get up, I go downstairs, and I put great quality 9.5 pH water into my body, because an alkaline body staves off disease and especially cancer. So alkalizing your body is really important. So I consume 9.5 Kangen water. That's the pH level. And then I go outside, and it is dark, and I take the dogs with me, and I meditate out in nature as the snow was falling this morning in the dark, feeling and using all five of my senses, listening for the sounds around me in the bush where I live, feeling the snow on my cheeks as it would drop gently onto my skin. Feel the crispness of the air because it was a little cooler this morning. Hear the crunch of the snow underneath my feet because it was pretty sticky. And the jingling of the dog's collars. And this alone is a type of meditation where you're focusing on your senses and allowing your mind to quiet and to not run through the scenarios of what has been happening of late, and to just focus in the moment and to become a human being, to be in the moment instead of a human doer where you're running through the to-do list and everything that has to be done for the next day and all of those sorts of things. So taking time to be in the moment and slow down also reduces cortisol levels in the body. Now, the next thing that I do while I'm outside is I make my ask. And I just release it to the universe. Anything that I'm struggling with or I'm challenged by or that I have a question about or a solution that I need, I just set that ask out into the air and I say it aloud. I also recite my mantra that I have for myself. I am happy, I am strong, I am wealthy, and I am calm. I am strong, and I am loved. And I repeat that 3 times. Then I return in thought and I study. Right now I'm reading Jack Canfield's Success Principles, and I'm also reading Jennifer Ashton's book, The Self-Care Guide. And so I will read and journal, and then I will also write my intention for the day, because setting my intention not only will lead to greater success in each day that you have, but also pre-frames it. So if there's a meeting that I know that's coming up, or a case study that I need to do, or a meeting is a great example. So if you know that there's a meeting that you're going to have, I will play it through in my mind, and I will play it through all the way through so that the desired outcome is how I see it. Because whatever you imagine is what you can create. And especially if you work through the whole scenario, you may see some challenges that come up through the course of that meeting, and you will have already determined the solution to those challenges, and you will come out on the end in the situation, the position that you want to be, that you have won, you have been successful through that journey because you played it through already. That gives your subconscious mind to work on the details as well. So setting your intent for the day is key. I also focus on my great big goal, which is I have a vision of healing the health of the world, of the people of the world naturally, through my mission of eliminating the diabetic epidemic globally.
And yes, and I really want to talk to you about that, Dr. Stacey, because that's how when I first met you, you were actually on a stage speaking about that. And that kind of, you know, shocked me, moved me, and caught my attention, to say the least. But before we move into that, I really want to say a comment on what you just said earlier. And I feel your voice and I feel your presence. You know, you're very calm. And, you know, if I don't know you well enough, but I can see that you have a sense of being organized at peace and, you know, definitely a person that has a lot of structure, which not a lot of us in this world have that. And I think that's what we have, chaos, and that's what a lot of people, you know, struggle with what to do, and everything comes all at once. So I think if you guys are listening to us right now, this show is recorded, so not to worry, to us later on. Pick those pointers. And one of the things that I love about her is, you know, how organized her life, even from 5 o'clock in the morning, is, and how it's structured. And I think we all need a little bit. And I guess it doesn't have to be all at once. It doesn't have to be, you know, tomorrow I will do exactly what Dr. Stacey is doing. But I think one step at a time. And that's how I started, you know, one thing at a time, one to do, and that makes it into a habit, a good habit, right, of walking. And that I can't do without a walking now. It's impossible because it's ingrained in me, and next is something else until you work and you organize yourself. And that, you know, an organized life, it's an organized house, it's an organized financial life, it's an organized spiritual life, it's an organized everything. And that is one of the things that I think this world, and that's why our creator had to put a stop on things, because we always, and you just hit it right on the nail, we always complain. There is not enough time to spend with my kids. There's not enough time for me to read that book. It's not enough time, you know, for me to, you know, pray. There is not enough, and the list goes on. And so our creator said, is that okay? Fine. There it is. There's time now. So what? And, you know, that's one of the things that it caught my attention. And I put a post on social media that there is not enough money and lifestyle and homes and other than, you know, just being close to your creator and family and having a healthy life. And that is, boils down to that. I need to cut for a couple of words on my sponsor, Dr. Stacey, and we'll get right into, you know, that topic, which brought my attention when I first met you about, you know, finish with a diabetes, which is so important. Guys, if you would like to call us in, our email, our call number to call is 845-277-9078. I'll say it slow, 845-277-9078. This lady is very busy. To get an appointment with her, you know, now probably everybody is calling her. And so take advantage of this moment that we have her right here, right now at the Liz T Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. We have over 58 countries. We had over 58 countries tuning in. And now with social media exploding, podcasts exploding, you know, Zoom interviews are exploding. So I haven't even looked at my stats, but I can see us triplifying our shows, which is a great thing. This is a way to connect nowadays. So keep in touch. Our email is show@lizzyt.com or you can always contact us via social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. There is a link right now. You can listen to us live, or you'll be able to listen to us later on. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter, LinkedIn. Yes, we're on TikTok. We're everywhere. So connect with us. Again, if you have questions, comments, you know Dr. Stacy, you would like to say hello, please call us in at 845-277-9078. So Dr. Stacy, I met you right on stage, and you were talking, and you had this conviction in your face, this authority. My goal is to be able to finish with the world's diabetes. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's a huge aspiration. That's a conviction that I haven't seen before. And you seem so assertive. And I thought, wow, I need to know more about this lady. And so can you talk about that? What inspired you? You have an amazing book, and you talk everywhere. I've seen you on social media. You do talks. What inspired you to do this movement?
Well, Lizzie, thank you. The reason is because the general population truly does not understand what their body needs to live naturally. And the food manufacturers are creating foodstuffs, is what I call it, because it's not true food, which is actually poisoning people's bodies. And the analogy I give is when you think of your body and compare it to an engine. You know, in an engine, it requires a specific kind of fuel. So if it's a gas engine, it works much differently than a diesel engine does. One has spark plugs, the other one does not. In a gas engine, if you put diesel fuel in that gasoline engine, it's not going to run or function. Well, the exact same thing is exactly what is happening, especially in the North American society, through the foods that people are consuming. They are putting diesel fuel in a gasoline engine, and the parts are starting to wear out, run out, deteriorate, and dysfunction. And that's where diabetes is coming in. All of the degenerative disease processes that are happening within the body can be reversed. That includes cardiovascular disease, cholesterol levels, blood pressure issues, and diabetes. All of those things can be reversed because your body is a miraculous adaptive mechanism. And it adapts to whatever environment you provide for it, whether that be a positive environment or a negative environment. And if you take the time to learn and understand and then implement the simple steps that it takes to create a positive environment for your body to thrive in, your body can heal from the inside. And that is what I teach. So when you get rid of the simple sugars, the processed foods, which immediately convert to sugar, all of that is what's leading to the diabetic connection. And this is the first generation of children, simply due to the diabetic epidemic, who will not outlive their parents. We are in a society of supposed great hygiene and great conveniences and modernization, and yet our health is deteriorating dramatically. And this is so not acceptable to me. And simply by sharing information with my patients and clients and the public, so that they understand how to fuel their body better in order to reverse diabetes, that is my mission. And it's not difficult.
Well, and here at the Lizzie T Show, Dr. Stacy, we will be 150% supportive, because one of the things that, one of the many conditions that my dad was suffering, and thank God that is not one of them, there's many, that we were able to reverse diabetes. We have many other conditions, but diabetes was removed. There is no longer to take medication, and that just with, you know, simple diets. And there is a couple of things that I read on your website and on your social media that I was mentioning to my mom, we should feed them this instead of that. So, which is great. So I am so supportive of this cause as well. And that's one of the things that for people that slide back, or you know, they have those weak moments when you need, you know, something to perk you up. And I know that there is many other alternatives. You know, you feel tired, you feel weak, you didn't get a good night's sleep. You know, what can you do other than obviously exercising, because that will make you tired and then you'll be able to get that sleep. But what can you do? What can you eat? How can you fuel yourself to have that energy? And I know a lot of us are using sugar to perk us up, but what is a good substitute?
Well, the best thing is, of course, is to have the understanding as to why it's going on. And that's what I teach. So when I share with my patients and clients what happens inside their bodies when they consume those processed foodstuffs, and then what the outcome would be when they consume whole natural foods, when they have the understanding of the mechanism that happens inside, now their willpower and their desire comes from within, because now they understand the process. And it's with that understanding that drives their motivation, that they no longer crave or need those sugars or other things, because now, of course, they have other tools in their tool belt that they can pull out to utilize because of what they've been taught and what they've learned. So it all comes down to education. So when you find yourself in that time of, oh, I need a pick-me-up, well, simple things that you can do. You can stand at your desk for 30 seconds and you can bounce on your toes. And that stimulates your whole neurological system, your blood flow. It wakes up the muscles in your legs and the big muscle groups. And it actually shifts the serotonin levels and the chemicals in your brain to change your perception and your mood. And you don't have to go and run a half mile run. You can just bounce on your toes for 30 seconds and you will already feel a difference physiologically within your body. The other thing is just get up from your desk and go do something else. Change your environment, change your state, change mm-hmm. where you are. So there's many things that you can incorporate.
Oh, those are awesome tips. And by the way, everyone, I've never heard any of those two, which is amazing, because, you know, all of us are sitting down pretty much all day because we're homebound. You know, a lot of us are working from home. A lot of us are creating content, and a lot of us are, you know, have to finish that book. This is the time. You know that this is the opportunity to do so. So you're just pretty much chained on your desk. But and I do. Regardless, one of the things that I personally do is, it doesn't matter what time it is or what I'm doing, my internal clock tells me get up and go for a walk, a jog, or a run, whatever. So bouncing on your toes, those are very, very good tips. Very good tip. And if you're listening to us right now, everyone, make sure that you call us in. We do not bite. Take advantage. This lady is unbelievably busy. She's probably going to be booked solid because everybody needs her help. You know, now is the time. People are home. They have the time. And so give us a call. The number is 845-277-9078. 845-277-9078. Or you can comment us on social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, and Twitter as well. I need to play the word of my sponsor. I would like to thank Natasha Richmahan for sponsoring the show another year. This has been great. And if you're interested in being our sponsor, please contact us well. show@lizzie.com. I'll be right back with Dr. Stacy. We need to find out where we can get her information, where we can get her books. There's a little bit more to come, so stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show. And now,
thank you again, Natasha. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. We are live today. We are talking to an amazing lady, completely impressed me. And, you know, she's talking about how she wants to change the world with the disease of diabetes, which is so true. I mean, we are feeding ourselves, you know, garbage and stuff that is not helping us at all. People, I go to friends of my kids' home and there is not even one vegetable in those kids' table. It's pretty much carb, pasta, pizzas, sandwiches, and you know, things like that. And I'm thinking, where's the salad? Where's, you know, fruits? Where's at least that for dessert? You know, just like a normal, and there is none. So if I'm seeing that within my teenage age, can you imagine other homes? And it's incredible. So I'm here to support you and, you know, to launch and to divulge as much as information as possible to you that are listening to us right now. The number again is 845-277-9078. We used to get tons of callers, and I know everybody's doing podcasts and everybody's doing FaceTime, so that's okay. The show is recorded, so if you just missed it or you just logged in, or if you're just wondering, hey, who does Lizzie has, who's that Dr. Cooper, you can always listen to us and you know, sent us a note via our social media. So I don't want to forget Dr. Stacy. So I assume that now that people are home and you can see them face to face, or, you know, probably it's a lot more challenging. Are you doing some workshops? Are you doing some online education? Do you have anything coming up that you would like to share with my audience?
Yes, absolutely, I do. And one thing I wanted to touch on just from our last segment is, you know, you said people are at home now and they're at home creating content tied to their desk. Now is the absolute best time to create a brand new routine for your life, for your day, for your health and your well-being. Now is the best time. Things are shifting and changing. You don't have your 9-to-5 job, perhaps, if that's what you did, possibly. Now is the perfect opportunity to change and shift and implement simple tools that you can incorporate into every single day where you're moving your body, you're meditating, you're quieting the mind, you're nourishing your body better, and creating great healthy meals that are easy to make and delicious to eat. So this is a perfect time to open that all up. So I'm sorry, what was your question again?
Not to worry, and I'm glad that you stopped it right there too. And any of the comments that I actually said earlier, I'm pretty sure you were going to elaborate to for families that are bringing food to their tables that has no vegetables or nutrition content. Like I was shocked to go to my daughter's family's friend, and you know, at the table they just had nothing but...
Well, and that's why I have three different books. So I've created my Healthy Fuels Cookbook. It's about nourishing your body better for better body function. It's wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, and delicious. It has nothing to do with birdseed and rabbit food. All of the recipes all of my children can make, and they enjoy eating them too. If it didn't pass that household test, it did not make it into my cookbook. And the point is, it has smoothies, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert, because what's life without dessert? But it's about fueling your body differently. You still get to have chocolate cake. And Lizzie, I know you had that chocolate cake at my events. And it's delicious.
Yes, I did.
And it takes 7 minutes to make, and it's protein. And it has no wheat, dairy, sugar, or gluten in it. And this, if you just follow the cookbook, only that in itself will change so much for you in regards to heartburn, indigestion, gas and bloating, intestinal upset, malabsorption issues, gut issues. If you just eat from the cookbook, within 5 days, the entire function of your body will shift just by doing that.
That's incredible. So let's share with my audience. By the way, guys, I'm still expecting at least one call today. The number is 845-277-9078, and you can interact with us. That would be great. I mean, take this opportunity to connect with us and to ask Dr. Stacy a question. Perhaps you're suffering from something. You have some difficulties. You would like to know how to remedy this or get better on that, or you know someone who is dealing with diabetes or high blood pressure or any of those other things, please call us in. Or if you're shy, you can always leave your comment on my Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio on Facebook. And there's a link right now. This show is being played live. So I asked you, Dr. Stacy, when you got out of drug a little bit, if you're running a program for people to be able to connect with you online as we are all doing it right now.
Absolutely. And thank you for that opportunity. Right now, I have an amazing, simple tool which ties in together everything that we've talked about on this podcast right now. It's called the 10 Down 10 Days Guide. It's a free guide. You can go to 10down, D-O-W-N, 10days, D-A-Y-S.com. And there's where you'll find the free guide. It is 10 simple tips that you can implement each day, and it only takes 10 minutes at a time. So when we were talking earlier about revamping your routine, your daily routine, or incorporating that 5 a.m. routine and those things that I did, it is about doing it at your own pace. It is about doing it in baby steps as you can manage it. It is about starting where you're starting right now. And with every cycle of 10 days, then I encourage you to take it to the next level, to commit to yourself on a deeper level, and to increase your intensity just a bit in how you participate in the 10 Down 10 Days Guide. And there's a Facebook group, there's online platforms, there's the free guide, and you can also jump into the mini course as well, which costs less than a Starbucks coffee. And spoiler alert, there's a gigantic bonus inside that mini course, which is my cookbook. So if you want the cookbook, only want it for $7, jump into 10down10days.com. Join us on the journey of the 10 down 10 days, and you will certainly see a tremendous shift in how your body functions from day one to day 10. And then you spiral it upwards through each consecutive 10-day cycle.
Beautiful. So I will have the links, everyone, for you to be able to connect right on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There is a link for the show. So I will underneath, I will add the links for Dr. Stacy's social media and also her website and also this amazing workshop that she's running coming up soon, and her group as well, for you to be able to connect with her. Take advantage, everyone. This is the time. Change needs to be made. Like I said earlier, you know, sometimes we complain, I need to make a change and I'm not doing it. I need to make a change and I don't have time for it. Now you do, whether you want it or not. Ford just launched news that all essential businesses are going to close starting tomorrow midnight. So Wednesday, other than going to the grocery store or pharmacy, there's nowhere that you can go. So this is to stop this pandemic, but it will give you more opportunity for you to be able to make that change that Dr. Stacy is talking about. If you still would like to interact with us, you still have a couple of minutes, 845-277-9078. And this is your opportunity. This lady is unbelievably busy. And right now, people are going to book her because you can't go anywhere. And so over the phone, Zoom, chats, call, FaceTime is the thing to do. So I would say take your spot while you can. You have a couple of minutes here with us. The number is 845-277-9078. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show.
Do not forget, right after the interview, everyone, we have our musical section. There's tons. Our inbox has been overboard right now with a lot of MP3 that you have sent to us. We would like to support you. We started, as you know, 4 years ago, just playing one song from a singer-songwriter that was interviewed right here, and we played their song after the interview, and that took like a wildfire. Now everybody wants us to play the song, and so we have decided, well, it's been going on for a little while now, that we have the interview, and then right after we have our musical section. So we have a variety of songs, and people are sending them because people are creating now that they have time. They're creating and they're doing great music, poems, which we have never had in the show. People reading poems are creating amazing poem, uplifting poems, which is just phenomenal. So if you are a poem creator and you like to read it here, we'll love to have you on the show. We have, the variety is huge. We have rap, gospel, jazz. My goodness, the genre goes on and on and on. So we will be able to play your song for you that submitted your MP3. Just stay tuned, and we will be sending on social media, especially on Instagram. We are playing your song, so stay tuned. We're speaking with Dr. Stacy, and she is an amazing lady. I had the opportunity, as you know, of meeting her earlier. I think it was about last year, if I'm not mistaken, the beginning of this year, in one of the events that I love to volunteer. And she is talking about how to stop diabetes in this world, and it's a huge overtaking, but she can do it. And I'm here to support her, and she has a group, a Facebook group, and also is going to run a wonderful, wonderful workshop for you to be able to connect with her. So the book, for people that just want to get the book right now, so where can people get your book, Dr. Stacy?
You can find my book at HealYourHealthBook.com, HealYourHealthBook.com, HealYourHealthBook.com. And you can order it right there online. And then also you can grab the free guide at 10down10days.com, and that's the 10-day challenge that I have going on right now. And then upcoming is 90 Days to a New You. So this is a webinar that I will be hosting, and then an online program that I will be creating, that is created actually, and will be launching in the next 2 weeks. So it's 90 Days to a New You. And all of the things that I talk about in the 10 Down 10 Days guide are simple things that you can do right now to enhance your health naturally, to help to protect yourself from the coronavirus and COVID-19, and to safeguard yourself and your family and nourish your mind, body, and spirit naturally.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think we all need this nowadays more than ever. I mean, this is definitely, everything is changing. The world has gone through a huge, huge shift, and we are included. So how about you take this opportunity and change your life to the better, be a healthier person, an example for your family, for your children. And that's one of the things that I always, always emphasize. It doesn't matter how much I tell my kids, you got to do this, or you got to eat that, or you, as soon as they see me, that's when things actually click. So I don't have to say anything. I just put my clothes on, and where are you going? I'm going for my walk. Oh, can I join you too? So you set an example to your children, and one, if you don't do it, they will not follow. So You could talk to them until you're blue in the face and they're not going to follow. But if you do it, do what I do. What is it saying, Dr. Stacy? I'm completely off right now. But the kids, they just, you know, they just follow your examples, period.
Exactly. And leading by example is exactly the way. And now is the prime opportunity, as you're having more time at home with your family, to sit down, play together, play a board game, play cards, do something creative, activate the other side of your brain, write a story, write a poem, create some journaling, and really get quiet and listen within and find out, take this opportunity to find out what your heart truly desires in this lifetime, and you may find gifts that you forgot that you had and something that the world truly needs and craves and wants to hear from you. And this could create a brand new opportunity in your life, how you can share with others. Take every single day as the gift that it's given. Even in this time of uncertainty and fear, step out of that and step into love and with gratitude. And you will see how your energy will change, your perception of the events around you will change. Therefore, your response to that will change too. And that's how you can begin to take control and create a life that you love in the body you crave.
Beautiful. I couldn't say better myself, but this deserves a world, a beautiful applause. Because it's a wonderful way to end this podcast and to thank you so much, Dr. Stacy, for being with us, sharing so much expertise, so much knowledge. I mean, stuff that I know clients or viewers are paying to hear. You shared it with us for absolutely nothing. Just as a great entrepreneur that you are, you love to share and you love to give and be a good servant, and you are serving us right now. So I really, really appreciate it. I want to thank you again for spending more than a couple of minutes. I said that it will, but this information is so great. It's so needed. It's so wonderful that questions kept coming, and I think it's very important for us to share with this beautiful world. So thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Lizzie. Thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience my message. And yes, I truly am here to serve, and I've been given a second chance, and I'm making it count.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening. We'll be back, everyone. And that was Dr. Stacy Cooper, and follow her. I will have all her links on my social media for you to be able to connect with her. Again, this is the time for changes. This is the time for more opportunities. They're giving you opportunities. I mean, God is giving you opportunities, so take it. Take it. So we will continue on with our musical section. We do have about 29 minutes, give or take. So there's quite a bit of songs, and we will start with one of my favorite. I had this lady on the show last year. She is an amazing gospel singer. Her voice is just angelical, and I was so honored to have her. And she sent me her MP3 about 3 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, and it's just lovely. Her name is Kaya Miranda. The song is called Higher. Let's enjoy it, and we'll continue on.
I see a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a state, this is temporary, want you to carry me through the storm, I want to lift you up higher, in city streets, full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need real thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In a city street full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him high, 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 high. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you
on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard. Teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Kind of hurt.
And that was Sabrina Fala. We had her on the show in the beginning of the month, if I'm not mistaken, and this song is called Hurt. She is from Toronto, Canada. She is a Canadian artist, and we are supporting more than ever now our Canadian artists, for sure. Next one, it is Park Rowe, a composer, and the song is called F-350.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. Oh, my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My finger was missing the back end, thank God my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to starve it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will, I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
The ride got 700 horses. I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches. 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous. My LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage. I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350. This ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons. Shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I need. What a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me.
From me, 'cause we can run,
And that was Ashley with the song Daria. Next up, everyone, is a Canadian singer-songwriter. Was nominated for a Grammy here in Toronto last year. And we had the opportunity to interview her about 2 years ago. And the song just written reached number one. Her name is Andra Goodman, and here she is.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
a crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Got it on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on a show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party, but the party's here with you. Take your key and took my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions. I love you.
my mind, baby, and that's a fact. Tell me you love me, and I'll tell you. Baby, have I told you I love you? Have I told you you mean the world to me? I'll be your ocean. Well, tell me what you want, babe.
And that was Lorena Polon with the song Solo Una Noche, Only One Night. And that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining today. Thank you so much again to Dr. Tracy Cooper for being with us. We will be back with another show, another fantastic guest, and another amazing day with the Liz T Show. I am your host and one of the producers of the Liz T Show. Thanks so much again for joining us. Bye-bye for now.